Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, a little good news for the New York Giants. It looks like Evan Ingram is running again. He put out a video. Remember, he had the Liz Frank surgery back in December. So he's 6 months removed from that surgery, and it looks like he's running, and it looks like he's going to be a go maybe for training camp, maybe early on in training camp. If they do have training camp, they'll hold him back a little bit. They won't push him too hard, but it looks like he is healthy and ready to go. And the other thing is that Marcus Golden, you know, he had 10 sacks last year, hasn't gotten an offer from anybody. Now, the Giants have a tender on him for about $4.1 million, but nobody has come after him in free agency at all, and it's unlikely that anybody will, simply because of cap situations and a lot of teams out there having to, you know, extend some of these players that are out there that are available. And I'll tell you, there is a player that may come available because of the collateral damage of other contracts that other players on his team were going to sign, and that is Chris Jones, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, he wants a $20 million a year contract. I don't see how the Chiefs can give, as good as he is.
Right.
I don't know how the Chiefs can pay Patrick Mahomes and him and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. They got a ton of guys making a lot of money, and Patrick is going to, you know, set the bar for all football players in the history of the league. So I don't know how Chris Jones, he's just at the wrong place at the wrong time. He's on a good team. He's won a Super Bowl. But I don't know how they can keep him.
Yeah, I mean, how do you pay anybody after Patrick Mahomes with the contract that he's going to get? I mean, this is what you talk about winning those Super Bowls before those big contracts for quarterbacks, because then you could spread the wealth around the rest of the roster. So the Chiefs need to make sure that as long as they got those guys on the roster and pay it and under control, that they get as many chips as possible, because it gets increasingly more difficult.
Right, and there are four teams that are in that situation right now with quarterbacks that are getting paid reasonably well, but not the big money. And those four teams are the Bills, Browns, Jets, and Baltimore Ravens. And they have four quarterbacks. You could say the same thing for the Texans, but I think that they're probably going to have to pay Deshaun Watson. One of the reasons why, you know, they've had to shuffle around their the money where they've been spending it. So, and one of the reasons why they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, you can't pay everybody. And it's basically you're trying to mix and match. And right now, you know, those four teams that I just mentioned are all in that same situation with their young quarterbacks, that eventually one of these teams has got to, you know, one of these teams got to truly break through. And maybe that's Baltimore this year. They got a great team. They've added good offensive players. Lamar's coming off of his second year MVP. That may be the team, and he may be the next guy up for the big contract. And that's why this year with Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield is so important for these three players, because if they want to sign long-term contracts and they want to get big contracts, this is the year that they got to get their teams back to the playoffs. Now, Buffalo's been in the playoffs. Baltimore's been in the playoffs. But the Jets and the Browns haven't under Darnold and Baker Mayfield. And that's why, for those two guys, they have got to elevate their games, elevate their teams, and get their teams into the playoffs.
Jerry, do you have a response to Boomer, who called you, Al, Eddie, and Bobby entitled and cheap in the opening segment? Would you like to respond?
I did not hear that. I don't know what context that was in.
And the spirit that I gave him. You know, I mean, like, I love you guys, so it's, you know, I said the right thing.
What was the context?
Well, it's just like, you know, when we go out to lunch or we go out to dinner, you know, you guys don't reach in your pocket. You just look at me and you're like,
if you invite me, I would expect you to pay.
Right. There you go. Which I usually
That's
do.
Not you've cheap. Never, that's accurate.
Because you've never invited me to lunch or dinner.
You're
or
not going
else.
To lunch with me if I invite you. Yeah, do you mind?
Why wouldn't I go to lunch with you?
I really need to answer that?
Yeah.
You're not interested.
How do you know what I'm interested in?
You're going to go have lunch with Marino. You don't want to go to lunch with me.
How many days did you and I sit next to each other back in 2017 and kind of went along?
Right. Every day.
So you would never think of ever saying, hey, boom, let's go out to lunch. Maybe we sit down and talk. Maybe I can get the job that I'm coveting. I mean, you never.
I have the job that I coveted.
I know. Okay. All right. So I guess you're never going to ask me out to lunch then.
No, because I work till noon and you're out the door at 10. So
no,
you want to go to lunch at 12:30. All right, 11.
I'm not out of the door at 10. You know that.
You're going to hang around until 12:30?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on where you're going to take me to lunch. You could take me to, I don't know, one of those
just
great
salad
places in Tribeca. No, we're not going to Just Salad.
That doesn't work.
And you're not going to that place where you can't modify the menu.
Oh, yeah. Westville.
We can't modify, we're not going.
Dig In is across the street very quick. You could probably go there in between updates. All you have to do is pick like a base and a protein and bang, you got it in a bowl.
I do miss Pret a Manger. Yeah, I miss that place.
Yeah, that place in the corner there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a grab and go spot too. Very quick. You guys can have lunch there.
This is no win situation. And now I ask you to go, you say no. It's like, what was the point?
Well, you've never asked me.
I haven't. No, I have not. No.
I mean, of all the years we worked with, you've never said, hey, let's
Al, have
lunch.
You ever asked him out to lunch?
Probably not. I'm going to say no.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's worked with you longer, just saying.
Wow. That's surprising.
When was the last time Eddie asked you out for lunch?
Eddie's never asked me for anything.
Right, just cash on Friday.
Yeah, he likes that.
But
sir,
you know what?
You owe me several dollars from the work that I have been doing for you over the past several weeks. So any time at your convenience, but I will be here as a happy recipient when it does come my way.
You'd be happy to take the gold out of your chest, wherever you have to get it from. Exactly. Well, that is now on the list. When we go back to work, I will make a point to invite you out to lunch one day.
No, forget it now. I mean,
well, not now. I know that you're agreeable to it.
I'm all in. I mean, I feel like I brought it up, and now the only reason you're saying you'll do it is because I brought it up. So
probably true.
So it really doesn't count now.
But you gave the approval though, because before it was just kind of like.
You know, you guys make this stuff up in your brains. I don't know where it comes from. Like I gave approval to something. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of like you never thought you'd want to, so why bother?
Well, stop. Why would you assume? Because you know what happens.
Because I'm an ass. I like to assume things.
That's right, exactly.
Right.
Make an ass out of you and me. Yeah.
Correct.
Coaches love that thing, tell you. I remember one of my coaches drew it in the dirt to show us how it worked. I was like, yeah, I know the letters, but thank you for demonstrating
this. Maybe some of your other teammates didn't.
Yeah, probably right. Yes.
I always say you're only, on offense, you're only as good as the dumbest guy you got on your team.
Yeah, we weren't exactly a blue ribbon school there in Belport High School. Okay, Jerry, what do you got for us this hour?
All right, so let's get to some sound. As we know, it's reporting day in Major League Baseball. Players going to their home stadiums. Yankees GM Brian Cashman spoke to the media yesterday via conference call. And going forward, he knows that the virus is obviously the biggest challenge and hurdle they have to get over.
We've been accustomed over the course of time to deal with injuries as they manifest themselves, but when you wind up having, if we have a game tomorrow and your starter shows up and he has a temperature and all of a sudden has symptoms out of the blue right before the start, and how do you adjust along the way?
Along the way, he says there's 30 teams. Yes, they're trying to win, but clearly you got to stay healthy. It's a combination of the two.
That's the goal for all clubs involved in this process, and most importantly, maintain the health of our people and their families at the same time. And so, that's the challenge. And every day, there's some new information that, might allow us to find higher ground or allow us to pause a little bit, but we'll see.
No, he mentioned challenge. Another challenge is getting the star players back on the field. Talking specifically in this clip about Giancarlo Stanton, then he gets into Aaron Hicks and Aaron Judge, and want to see them back there for opening day if possible.
In his case, he had the calf injury, and so he hasn't had a chance to do baseball reps. Where you're out there doing the outfield drills, the full base running, and all of that nature. And same in the conditioning aspect of an Aaron Hicks, and even an Aaron Judge. And so all of them are in various degrees now going to be evaluated.
I'm with G. It is remarkable. It's July 1st. they haven't played, and there's still uncertainty, so much so that Cashman, we're about a month away. We're 3 weeks and a couple of days away from what would be opening day, we assume, in Washington against the Nationals, and he still won't give any certainty on whether or not they'll be ready for opening day, although hopeful.
I think all of them, I'm optimistic, would be ready to go when the bell rings, but I also don't want to put them in a position where, you know, I'm stating, you know, with certainty in advance, before they even, you know, been reintroduced to our personnel, to make promises I can't keep either. So I'm trying to give myself a little wiggle room.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, that part of it makes sense. But, I mean, are we to believe that if the season had started on time, we wouldn't have seen Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield by now?
I think so.
Or maybe not at all?
I think it's possible. I do. Now, could he have DH'd? I would think so. But would you see him in left field? I don't know about that. I really don't. I mean, just listening to him, and I guess this lingering calf injury that you hope is 100% or close to 100% at this point. Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this question in regards to the Yankees, because they have so many great players. And I think that I can't wait to see Miguel Andujar. That's the guy that I can't wait to see back in a Yankee uniform, playing, getting up in there and taking the rips like he takes. Nobody takes rips like he does in the batter's box. Where is he playing? Or is he not playing? Or is he going to be playing the outfield? Or are they going to try to put him at DH? Does anybody know?
Wherever he fits, honestly. I think it'll be a day-to-day thing.
They'd prefer that he wasn't playing third because Urshela is such a great third baseman.
Yeah.
But
right, they want the defense, and plus Urshela hit the ball last year.
Right, absolutely.
So you have Clint Frazier, you have Andujar, you have Stanton, Gardner, Judge, Hicks. Man, you are loaded.
They are loaded. Yeah. Oh, and they got Garrett Cole. Oh, by the way,
I'm just, to me, I don't know. There's something about Andujar when you watch him play and you watch him hit. There's just something about that guy that has to be in the lineup. I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, he had such a great year 2 years ago and was ready to just burst on the scene last year and then unfortunately gets injured. And I just think that guy is a great, great hitter. I do.
What is John's call? Getting Miggy with it? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right. Getting Miggy with it.
Well, getting ready for those. Angels GM Billy Epler confirming Tuesday Shohei Ohtani will pitch and hit in the big leagues this year. Last year he was a DH as he was coming back from Tommy John surgery. Wasn't expected to pitch until at least May, so these months have worked in his favor. Should be able to do both coming back. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver spoke to Time 100 Wednesday. This is all about the restart in the NBA. I'm sure they discussed other things, but in this case he was asked, is it full steam ahead with the league and the reboot?
Never full steam ahead, no matter what. I think one thing we're learning about this virus is much is unpredictable.
It's very unpredictable. He says the way the virus spreads is going to be key in terms of them staying on the court or not.
If cases are isolated, that's one thing. I think a lot of the determination will be our understanding of how our community became infected. That will be part of our judgment in terms of whether we should continue.
And part of that is them doing their part and their due diligence, with which he believes they are.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that would, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
And
they're also obviously watching these other leagues that are open around the world.
Sure.
You know, from Bundesliga soccer to the Champions League to Korean baseball, Japanese baseball. Now the National Women's Soccer League is open and running. So they have plenty of other data in other leagues to look at. The question is, and you know, I'm just assuming that some of those leagues are not going into hot spots, going into trouble spots, which maybe Florida could be. But they're saying that in a bubble, maybe they can control it. But then again, of course, the obvious thing is, and I'll give credit for Stephen Smith for saying this.
Yeah,
how
I know.
Are you going to stop NBA players from doing what they want to do away from the court? He put it in other terms. He was talking about
did.
Other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and to be fair, he's talking about young men, you know, in shape that
have
needs.
A lot of money. Yeah, yes. Well, also, but they also have money that they like to spend. They like to do things, like to go out. They like to meet other people. They like to, I mean.
And his point wasn't that they couldn't do it. People? It's can they do it for 3.5 months? We're not talking about 3 weeks here. We're talking about.
I mean, I know they're going to have ping pong and they're going to have video games and things like that, but that doesn't seem like that's going to really, you know, just meet up
satisfy
to what the players are going to need.
Yeah, right. No, it's a very good point. There's no question about it. Just a couple of other things here. On that note, David Griffin, the Pelicans GM, said three of his players tested positive. They are in isolation. And just like Brian Cashman did allude to, we didn't play the clip, but HIPAA laws will preclude them from telling us who they are. And with baseball, if you test positive, you're just going on the injured list, and they're not going to actually identify players as COVID-19 positive. So that's one thing to keep in mind. And I think Cashman said something along the lines of, use your journalistic intelligence to try and figure it out, but we're not telling you, essentially. Also of note, the NHL and the NHLPA, I thought this was important for the players, they agreed to pay out their bonuses due today and not defer them. Guess who's fourth on the list for the biggest payday today, Boomer?
Oh, fourth on the list of the biggest payday. I'm hoping it's Matt Martin.
Well, that would have been really cool. It's not
Henrik Lundqvist.
Artemi Panarin.
Yeah.
Gets $12 million today.
The Rangers have it. Don't worry about it.
Isn't he the same Artemi Panarin that says until we're financially on the same page, we shouldn't come back and play with
the owners? Doesn't like the escrow situation.
System's
where
broken.
Players have to put part of their money away to cover some of the losses that maybe the owners may realize when it's all over said and done with. He doesn't like it. And I appreciate the highest paid player in the league speaking up, or one of the highest paid players in the league.
One of, yes.
Speaking for the rank and file. The big thing for the NHL is they have a majority of their players, according to Larry Brooks, over the next 3 years, far majority of their players are going to be free agents. And what is the flat cap going to do to those free agents? And what is it going to do to restricted free agents when they try to come to an agreement with a team that can't afford to pay them because the cap's not moving?
And then also, the NHL expected to announce their two hub cities in the coming days. It may not be Vegas. I think you pointed that out earlier, and it's very possible it could be two Canadian cities now because of what's going on in this country. In golf, Chad Campbell tested positive for COVID-19, will not play in the Rocket Mortgage Classic, begins today in Detroit. Now, I think he was the first alternate. He has not played since 3 weeks back in the Charles Schwab Classic, says he has no symptoms and feels great, and he was surprised by the positive test result. And UConn is back in the Big East, so teams like St. John's and Georgetown and Seton Hall, you can welcome back the Huskies. And there you have it.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.